I want to know whether you think that school assemblies have maybe outlived their usefulness, and does your view on this automatically reflect your own religious beliefs, if you have any? Because I suspect virtually everyone who thinks that assemblies should be scrapped and who would agree with this report probably are not religious themselves. 0345 6060 973. Andrea Williams is Chief Executive of Christian Concern and joins us now. Andrea, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Apologies for calling you, Angela. What value is an act of collective worship in a school? Isn't Jonathan right that maybe, unless you're a faith school, these things should be left to the church?
Well, I think that was what was very interesting there, was the last part of what Jonathan had to say, when he talked about the usefulness of assemblies, where we would read poems, we would talk about shared values, where you talk about common values, communal togetherness. David Cameron is talking about things such as British values, but nobody can really explain exactly what they are. And I think before we consider replacing Christian assemblies, which go to the heart of our nation, the heart of the character of our schools, were there at the very commencement of the education movement in our nation. Before we think of scrapping them, we've got to actually consider what the alternative is. And the alternative that has been there presented is clearly not really thought out, because you end up really not believing in anything. And it becomes very diluted. And I think there's... These Christian assemblies across the years have served schools well, have served the children well, and I can't see that we've any notion here of what exactly it is that we might replace them with that would do better.
But if you say live in a part of London, say Tower Hamlets or Newham, where a lot of the population are certainly not Christian, the majority would be Muslims, why would you give a school an obligation to have an act of Christian worship in their curriculum?
Well, I think nations have to choose, policymakers have to choose what philosophy, what belief system they're going to follow. And not every belief system has the same outcomes in terms of philosophy, in terms of the common good. And Christianity, we know, has served our nation well, has served our nation since the nation, in fact, was birthed. Christianity has served this nation well, served her well in law, served her well in terms of parliament, served her well in terms of good governance, hospitality for those that would come in, education, health, good order, prosperity. All of these things are being rooted in this nation's Christian roots. And in terms of policy, what we I say should be contending for is the good of the people. And the good of the people, I believe, is met when Christian values, when Christian truth remains at the heart of our system.
Yes, but I mean, going back to my question, if I was a parent of a Muslim child in Tower Hamlets or Newham, I would say that everything that you've just cited, the same could be said of the Muslim faith. So if there is a majority of Muslim kids in a school, why shouldn't they have an Islamic-based assembly rather than a Christian one?
Well, I believe indeed that they do. I believe in Tower Hamlets that they do. I believe that the prayer call does go out in Tower Hamlets within schools. So whether or not we want to replace...
No, but in terms of the... As I understand the law, that's not the case. As I understand the law, that any school in the country has to have an act of Christian worship, even it doesn't really matter what the makeup of the children is.
I think that the practice, for sure, in a lot of the areas that are highly populated by Muslims, is that a lot of the Islamic codes will go. So, for instance, during Ramadan, that is the fast is respected, that prayer times are respected, that halal meat is served. I know that this is actually a reality of what's going on in all areas where there's a strong Muslim population. And I think that we, again, then, in terms of policy, at the heart of our systems, need to ask, is this what we want to replace our state school? Is this how we want our state schools to be? And so you see, not every religion and not every, as I said, not every belief system has the same outcome. Secularism doesn't have the same outcome either. What do we teach our children? Secularism is an ideology.
No, it doesn't.
It will put an idea. Secularism is an ideology. It, it eliminates God.
It just means that we don't think that there should be any religious aspect in our schools. It works perfectly well in America. A lot of people would say, well, if it works there, why can't it work here? Andrea, thank you very much indeed. That's Andrea Williams, Chief Executive of Christian Concern.